Fearless NSDA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff confronts haunted tropes to uncover useful science in a reimagined Hollywood blockbuster, Ghostbusters.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city. There are people out there that need our help.
Many of the films I grew up with have been reimagined in the last 5 to 10 years. The latest is Ghostbusters, which reinvents the universe of two movies from the 1980s, Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. The most noticeable updates in the new film is the vastly improved special effects and the transition of the Ghostbusters team from all male to all female. The first two films starred Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Ernie Hudson as the Ghostbusters team, and the latest installment stars Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Leslie Jones, and Kate McKinnon. Chris Hemsworth is the receptionist for the new team, and also reverses gender stereotype. This is the latest film from director Paul Feig, who has made several other comedies with women in all the lead roles, including Spy, The Heat, and Bridesmaids. It isn't really necessary to have seen either of the original Ghostbusters movies to enjoy this one, as the plot ignores the other films entirely. At the same time, there are a number of inside jokes for fans of the earlier movies, and the theme song is essentially unchanged. For my purposes, you just need to know that there are increasing levels of paranormal activity going on in New York City, and the only people who can save humanity are the Ghostbusters. That's Dr. Abby Yates, played by Melissa McCarthy, Dr. Aaron Gilbert, that's Kristen Wiig, Dr. Jillian Holtzman, Kate McKinnon, and Patty Tolan Jones. Gilbert is a physics professor at Columbia, just up for tenure, while Yates and Holtzman teach at a community college in New York City. Holtzman is the team's engineer, developing most of the equipment to subdue and capture ghosts. Tolan is a Metro Transit employee who reports one of the early hauntings, then invites herself to join the team. Tolan is a key member, as she brings a hearse for transportation and she supplies the uniforms. It will come as no surprise that in the end the team succeeds and the producers have left the door open for a sequel. Now, what may be surprising is that I think teachers can still take advantage of some aspects of this film. Ghostbusters has a lot of scientific-sounding jargon that doesn't really make sense, like total protonic reversal, and any understanding of the supernatural is by definition unscientific. There are still some fun ways to connect the movie to mathematics, physical science, and physiology. I also appreciate the clear message that female scientists and engineers can get the job done. Early in the film, Holtzman is distracted from a conversation by the Pringles potato chip she's eating. When the others glare at her, Holtzman replies, "Just try saying no to these salty parabolas." Well, she's describing the chips as parabolas, and that isn't quite right, but just mentioning the term could initiate a good conversation in a math or physics class. For example, what's a parabola? Well, it's a curve, not a surface, and it's defined by the equation y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. Where do we find parabolas in nature? Well, the path of a projectile through the air is an upside-down parabola. How is this chip shape similar to and different from an actual parabola? The saddle shape of a Pringle is actually a surface, that is, a three-dimensional rather than a two-dimensional curve, known as a hyperbolic paraboloid. This shape is not commonly found in nature, but has been used by architects in a number of buildings around the world. Pringles chips are made in this shape for ease of transportation during manufacturing and shipping, and also to make them immediately recognizable and distinguishable from other brands. In physical science, there's a nice homage to the original Ghostbusters film when Gilbert is being removed from a formal meal after attempting to talk to the mayor of New York. As guards carry her from the room, she grabs a table, then a tablecloth, and pulls it out from under all the dishes on the table. Only one or two items remain unbroken on top. This is very similar to an attempt by Peter Venkman, that was played by Bill Murray, to do the tablecloth trick in the first film, with similarly poor results. Both movies are alluding to a classic physics demonstration of inertia. If the tablecloth is removed quickly enough, and with a bit of downward pull at the edge of the table, the inertia of the items on the table will keep them in place. A slow pull on the tablecloth will, of course, bring everything crashing to the floor. Gilbert's pull is certainly not quick enough to leave things on the table, as friction between the cloth and the dishes easily overcomes their inertia. Mythbusters also explored this trick in an episode called Tablecloth Chaos. At one of the early haunting events, the team notes that they feel their ears pop and claim this is an indication of unusual paranormal activity. Certainly, having your ears pop without a rapid change in elevation is unusual. But what's going on when your ears pop anyway? Our hearing relies on the eardrum to vibrate when sound is received in our ears. Tiny bones transmit that vibration from the eardrum through the middle ear and to the cochlea in the inner ear. The eardrum is the membrane between the open atmosphere and the air-filled middle ear. When we change elevation quickly, by going up in an airplane or elevator, for example, the pressure on the outside of the eardrum goes down, causing a difference in pressure compared to the middle ear. If the pressure is not equalized, the higher pressure in the middle ear can burst your eardrum. When you yawn or chew gum, the auditory tube lets a bit of air out of the middle ear and into your throat, equalizing the pressure. You sense that as a pop. When the airplane or elevator goes back down, the auditory tube lets a bit of air back into the middle ear to compensate for the higher pressure of the atmosphere outside. I don't know how a ghost could change atmospheric pressure, but that's what the Ghostbusters were sensing. Teachers can take advantage of some fun math and science in the latest Ghostbusters and can also point to depictions of female scientists and engineers in the film.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.